Shorty bad with the Skechers on. Wanna hold your hand, make you my girl.
Light up my Skechers. Why do you always mess it up?
You little, you know what? I hate you. We'll sing it later. We'll
guys,
get it down.
Welcome back. We've finally done it. Tell them what we did.
We have, I know you guys doubted us from the very beginning. I know you guys, you wanted to see us fail so much.
We won't fail.
But we're like an infestation. We're the next coronavirus. We are the plague. We're going to be in every household. Just you wait. We have reached the 10-episode mark, and you can't stop us.
Even among all of this stuff that's going on right now, we have just hit the 10th episode. This is the 10th episode. That means we're officially a podcast.
We are an official podcast now. Put us on your walls. We'll make posters. Put a sticker of us on your car bumper. I don't care. Put us anywhere.
We are growing. I look at our stats right here. Pulling up right here on anchor.com. And I find that we have made more money since starting. You know, like I said, we're not
just a little exactly cha-ching here, you know?
Yeah, like cha-ching. Like if you bought a soda maybe at the grocery store for 70 cents and you paid with a dollar bill, that's how rich we are.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to expose us, but basically that's how rich we are.
I mean, like, you could get a dope drink with all the money we're rolling in. You hurt?
Yeah. I'm tangled up. Hold on.
I'm perfectly fine. You're having issues.
Oh, speaking of that, I guess we should tell him we're recording this episode at my house, in my bedroom.
In his lovely little casa, yes.
Because it's
nice, and we have a little fireplace here.
Oh yeah, I got the fireplace on the big screen, got the LEDs on, so it's like a real. Joseph can't stop playing this game on his phone.
Sorry.
But yeah, we're out of school for spring break right now, but that's actually been extended.
Yeah, we pretty much just told them we needed more time to make our podcast.
Yeah, I think, you know, the whole coronavirus thing, that's more of like an excuse.
Yeah.
But really, they're just giving us more time to make more episodes.
Even the school's scared of our popularity. It's crazy.
No, but for real, I do want to talk about coronavirus a little bit, because we talked about it in episode 6 or 7, I believe. And I just want to kind of... What's so funny?
Nothing.
And I just want to kind of, like... I have a change in opinion over what I said then. I'd like to take that back for anyone listening. So, you know, take that information and go with it. What is there anything you wanted to cover in this episode?
Oh, like, besides the coronavirus? Is that what you're saying? Or
yeah. Well, yeah, we're not just going to talk about that.
Jeez, well, it's hard to find a point to start because it's been a while.
Okay, let's talk coronavirus first, okay, and then we'll just get into the rest of it. I want to start by saying in the previous episodes, a couple, I said that it was a big overreaction, and I'd like to redact that statement to some extent. Now, I do feel like it's still being kind of pushed a little too heavy. People are getting a little too panicked about it, because panicking does nothing. It doesn't help.
Right.
We need to all kind of stay calm, mm-hmm, and not necessarily pretend like nothing's going on, but kind of pretend like nothing's going on. Like, you can't just sit at home every day worried about this virus.
Right.
You still got to live your life, you know? Mm-hmm. You still got stuff you have to do. And this is a tricky one, because it's like, I know a lot of people have, like, older people that they like to see a lot, or they like to, say your grandparents, for example.
Okay.
Do you take the risk of exposing them to any kind, not just the coronavirus, but any kind of COVID-19, sorry, any kind of viral infection or disease, really?
Right.
So I don't think, you know, if it was me, if I was the older person, I wouldn't want my grandkids to stay away from me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You do have to use precaution, though. You can't, if you feel sick, don't go around people. And it's just better that way.
I think in terms of, like, you know, like, and like reducing like the social interaction, you know, with the schools and everything like that. I think you know, it's strange, and it's like a procedure we've never done before, right? But I think it's the right idea, because we're getting ahead of it, excuse me, if we're doing this, and I think this is our best bet, is by, you know, just like trying to calm everything down, you know, so we're not overwhelmed with the virus, right?
Right. And it is scary. I mean, like, for those people saying, like, well, I'm not worried about it. Well, that you should be, to an extent.
Right. Because you shouldn't maybe panic. Maybe you might survive the virus, but you're an issue once you get the virus.
Right.
So
one of my, and I said this at the beginning of this year, then I got sick. One of the, you know what I'm about to say probably, but I hate being sick. Like, it's the worst thing to me, is to be sick, like with the flu or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got the flu this year, and I was basically in here in my room for like 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah, no, you were gone terrible. For a while.
Yeah, I hate it. It makes me feel like so isolated and everything. And
it really makes you like.
I'm too much of a social person to not see anyone for
like
3 weeks.
Not only is like, you know, like it's kind of painful to have the, you know,
right,
the
it's
virus,
it's
but it's
yeah,
like
lots
it's
of
like
discomfort.
It's, kinda, it's really depressing too.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
because you're like, am I ever gonna get better?
Right.
And then I had this issue when I had mine. My Eustachian tube, which is the tube that runs from your ear down to your throat.
Okay.
Mine, because I already have like pretty severe allergies with like grass and whatever. Nothing like life threatening, but you know, like grass and pollen and stuff.
Shut up, pollen. Me too.
And so, just a bit. So my Eustachian tube's already kind of swollen as it is, but then with this virus that I got, they completely flattened out. So that passageway from my ear to my throat was completely flat. So it sounded like all I could hear was my echo. When I talked for two, actually 3 weeks.
Really?
Me talking, I could hear was my echo. And it sounded like I was in a box alone talking, and everything was amplified. It was like driving me crazy.
What is the purpose of the, what did you say, Eustachian?
Eustachian tube.
Eustachian tube.
I'm not totally sure. Something to do with pressure and all that. But
okay.
But yeah, that's what I really hate about being sick. I've had the flu the last 2 years.
Okay.
And both times this has happened.
I think I had the flu once in 8th grade, and I think I was carrying, like, I had all the symptoms of it for about a week. And I went to school with it and everything, because I'm one of those kind of guys, you know?
Don't do that, guys. If you get sick, please don't go to school.
Yeah, that was dumb. And it sucked, because I remember, like, the day I gave up, like of trying to, like, go to school and stuff, because I remember going to school and every day, it's like I couldn't stay awake, my body was hurting, my head was hurting, like I felt sick all day. And it's like, I think it was like a Thursday or Friday whenever I came back home, right? And all I remember is I went to my room and I turned on like I have like this heater in there, right? So I turned on the heater, I went I grabbed the blankets off my bed and went there down beside it and laid beside it and fell asleep there. But I was freezing the whole time.
Yeah, that's another thing that and the chills for me usually come right before I get sick. They come right before, and then maybe a little bit during. But on the climax of the whatever I get, whatever it may be, it's not the chills that get me or after. It's right before. So I remember like the night that it was a Sunday night that I started feeling bad. My cousin was here. We had been. I don't know, we fishing or something. We did something that day, and he was here, and I remember being so cold that I went in my bathroom. I filled up my bathtub with, like, really hot water, and I sat in, and I was just, like, shivering, and I couldn't stop it.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
For me, like, I felt extremely weak. Like my body hurt, and I felt like I couldn't, like, really do much. I just felt, like, so drained of energy, you know?
Yeah, yeah, I know exactly what you're saying.
I felt terrible, you know?
I don't know if I think I may have gotten away from this a little bit, but going back to the coronavirus thing, I may have said that it was like an overreaction with the media or whatever, and to an extent, I think that is. If you're kind of panicked about it or you're kind of worried about it, I suggest that you watch the president's briefing about it with the CDC and some doctors and the head of, he's like in charge of all kinds of allergies and everything. if you watch that, it's like an hour long, but if you watch that, it really gives you some insight into what's going on. Now, you can't ignore a problem like this, obviously. Like, you can't say, well, I'm just going to pretend like it doesn't exist.
Right.
And it's weird, partly because aspects of everyday life are being changed. Like, restaurants are closing, movie theaters are closing, big events are being canceled, concerts are being postponed.
It's weird, isn't it? It's like
all sporting events. If you really think about this, like something that's happened throughout history, this is crazy.
Yeah.
Like all major sporting events are canceled.
Yeah.
And to me, this is maybe us going through this a little bit, and us going through a little bit of inconvenience. Short term will save us in the long term.
Right.
Because if the head of, I don't remember his position, but he's the head of like diseases and allergies control and stuff. He said that it may look extreme, the precautions that we're taking, but he said that's like, it's because we're trying to get one step ahead of it. So like if we let this continue on, this next step that we want to take that looks severe now is not going to be severe then.
Right.
Because it's going to be so bad. So hopefully this kind of helps slow things down.
Right, and it'll give us time to prepare, you know, like maybe if it does come around again. You
and
know.
What's weird is I think the scariest part is just the newness of this and the unknown. And the fact that the media is putting a large, like, are you, me personally, I'm not scared. I don't worry about getting the flu. I don't want the flu.
Right.
But I'm not. It's not something that scares me. When I think about the coronavirus, it's a little bit scary, to an extent, you know.
Yeah.
Because it's like we don't really know,
and
part of that is, it's not really a big deal, but some people are making it seem like a bigger deal than it is.
Yeah, I feel you because it's like on the offhand, you know, it's like we're very familiar with that strain of viruses, right? The coronavirus.
Yeah.
But then again, like, this is a completely new, strain of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, the symptoms of it are, what is it similar to, is it bronchitis or something?
Pneumonia.
Right.
And let me look up the symptoms right here.
See, because,
I know one is, like, a very common symptom is a dry cough.
Okay.
More common so than, like, a wet cough, which would be, like, mucus or whatever.
Right. So, As for me, you know, I've had the flu and I've also had pneumonia, so I'm kind of familiar with what that's like. I
had
pneumonia when I was very young. I was like six, maybe.
I haven't had pneumonia, but I know
it
that
sucks. I remember it was pretty bad. I hated it.
I don't like when I get chest congestion. Not being able to breathe good kind of stresses me out. Kind of like gets me anxious. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Following symptoms may appear: fever, cough, shortness of breath.
That's it?
That's the most common, I'm sure.
Oh.
So, similar to the flu.
Right.
Similar to, you know, a lot of other things we have. But, I don't know. Like I said, I don't know. We don't know enough about it.
Right.
What
we're
I will
we're scared
say
of it because it's new, right?
We've already got a vaccine, like, in the works. That's crazy. That's like record time.
Really?
Most vaccines could take potentially up to 10 years to get finalized.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least a year, you know. But they're trying to push this out within a couple months by next year. So
is this like a global effort?
Everybody's
just like
I'm
sending
not sure.
information to each other, or are these individuals or like
I'm not sure
scientific communities in each country, you know, like we need to band up, you know what I'm saying? Like we need to put all of our intelligent minds regarding like vaccines and diseases and stuff all together, you know, so they can share well, maybe not all together in one room, right? But like we need to have them communicating in some form so they can bounce off ideas off each other and get something going, you know, like
yeah,
in regards to the vaccine. And, like, prevention.
I was going to look up here, not that this is, like, anything special, but there's several celebrities who have gotten the coronavirus. I was going to mention those. Of course, you probably heard about Tom Hanks.
I heard of Tom Hanks and his wife, right?
Yeah, Rita Wilson.
I don't know who that is.
His wife.
Oh, I thought you were just mentioning another girl. Sorry.
Let's see. Idris Elba. He is. Have you seen? I'll show you the picture right here. I can't think of what movie he's from. I've seen him in a movie.
I've seen him in a movie too.
I gotta look that up now.
Got him, Idris Elba. Why did I feel like that was a girl's name?
I think a Black Panther for some reason.
Is it? No. No, never mind. Has he been in a movie with Paul Walker? I feel like I've
Fast
seen.
Fast and Furious.
Okay, there we go.
Oh, Hobbs and Shaw. That's where I saw him.
Okay.
The Fast and Furious Hobbs and Shaw. That was a good movie, by the way. It's like The Rock. They're like, will you be in this movie? And he's like, yeah, if you give me a vacation to Samoa. Have you seen the movie? Uh-huh. They take a trip down to Samoa, like to his family. Isn't that where his family's from?
Who?
Samoa?
Who?
Dwayne Johnson?
No, I don't. I'm not sure.
Oh. Anyway, sorry. Back to the celebrity thing. What is that? Let's see. Kevin Durant has it, I know. He tested positive. Rachel Matthews, an actress.
Mm.
She was in Frozen 2. But it's just, it's crazy how it's.
And are they okay? What?
I mean, I don't know. I'm assuming.
I thought maybe, you know, you had some, like, personal information with them. You're in contact with them.
I was going to look something else up while I had the computer.
Uh-oh.
I don't remember what it was.
He doesn't remember.
Anyway, so I don't know exactly what we're even talking about, but don't panic. Don't buy all the toilet paper.
Yeah, we need it.
we need it.
Everybody needs it.
Toilet paper's not going to do you any good. If you've ever been sick, you'll know that toilet paper is the least of your worries.
Right. I mean, it's like you're going to be eating less, so you're going to be using the restroom less anyways.
Yeah.
Right? So, and you're going to have, like, mucus, not, you know, the runs. So it's
depending on what you get, I guess. But
I mean,
anyway, if you hopefully we can get through this in the next. People are saying, I've heard a lot of people say the next month. I'm gonna say more like towards the end of summer. But we really can't keep going on like this because the economy just can't support that. We'll have nothing if we do that.
Mm-hmm.
Because you think of all the places that are closing. I got an email today from a place. I order hats, you know, to have my hats made.
Right.
And they said that if you need stuff, like if it's a necessity, you need to order now because we could potentially, the government now has the right to shut down any non-essential businesses.
They have the they can
yeah.
do that?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So if that does happen, you know, it's a lot of stuff could be shut down. Like,
yeah,
you can't just. I don't know how UPS and everything would do with that, but I'm sure they would limit what they do, too. I'm sure UPS would never completely shut down.
Right.
But you think of, like, all these restaurants and stuff getting all the less business. You can't support the restaurant that long. I did hear today that the government's trying to get a bill passed where they send business or Americans $1,000. For the month of April, and then, or March, I don't know. I don't know exactly what it was, but it was something about, like, sending people, of course, not the higher class, but the middle and lower class, $1,000 to kind of compensate for their not being able to work, and then they'll do that twice, hopefully, is what they said, so.
And so. So it's a compensation for not working, or just like
it's like since you're not able to work, some people don't have the option. Like, so their business is just like we're closing, you can't work. And some of them, some are being paid to not even know they're not working.
Okay,
I know like the telephone company here in town is they're not working, but they're still getting paid.
Well, that's good.
So, but not every place is like that. So, we'll have to see how that goes.
So apart from that, it's I think we'll get through it, right? Like we're taking the necessary precautions.
Yeah, I don't know what the future looks like as far as the virus. Like, do we ever really get rid of it?
What if this is the end? What if it's just gonna take like a downhill tumble?
Don't listen to him.
Into the abyss.
Anyway.
And then everything's going kaput.
No, that's not.
Just kidding.
That's not happening.
Or listen to him.
If you, like, I don't know if we can completely eradicate it. So, the goal right now, I think, is to try and take some of the pressure off of, like, the hospital systems. Because if you, if you have people that already need to go to a hospital, right? People that get into a car accident, people that have a stroke, people that have an ear infection, people that break a leg, things like this, that you already need to go to a hospital for, and then you have this influx of people going to the hospital for this disease, you eventually fill that space, and so everyone's not getting the care they need, so that causes, you're going to lose lives in that situation if you get overcrowded, which is what we see happening in China, and that's what we're trying to get ahead of with all this. We're not trying to get ahead of, I think that's where people get wrong, we're not trying to get ahead of it in other ways. I think that's where we're mainly trying to focus and get ahead of it, is in the hospital systems and medical systems.
I'm looking at this fireplace, and like I keep missing whenever, like, I'm sure it's burning, you know. I just want to see, like, I want to see everything burn, like, you know, like I want to see the action of it, like breaking apart, and, you know, like the bark and stuff coming off. Sorry. Yeah, I'm kind of over the coronavirus. I mean, we're doing the right thing. Don't worry. Let's stop talking about it. I'm getting bored of it.
I just want to close it off with saying, like, just don't panic. If someone you know gets it, don't panic. Because at the end of the day, the way I look at it is, there's nothing we can do about it if we get it. You just gotta take it one step at a time. If you don't get it, that's great. There's no need to worry about getting it. Did you hear that noise in the...
Yeah, I heard it. It was like a little crackle.
No, that wasn't it. But if you if you get it...
Whoa. You heard
what?
That? It's like a little rumble. Oh.
Anyway, right. if you don't have it, you don't really need to worry about getting it. If you do get it, then don't worry about what's going to happen. Just take care of what needs to be taken care of to get yourself better. That's the way I look at it. Because that's all we can do, is just take one step at a time and work at it like that.
I mean, we can catch fish, not corona, right?
Yeah. Shout out Kobe. today we went fishing with a friend of mine, and he caught a 7-pound bass. It was the biggest bass I've ever seen in person, and it was his PB, personal best, so... It was pretty cool. And he posted this photo on his Insta story and said, catch fish, not corona.
I mean, so he has the right idea.
He has the right idea, yeah. Maybe if we just tell the corona... We have three options, right? We can do nothing. We can politely ask the coronavirus to leave us. Or we can demand that it leaves us.
So what do we do then?
Well, it depends if you want to be nice or rude.
I think
the nice way is, like... the way to go.
Like, just like ask them, like,
excuse me, Mr. or Mrs. Corona, would you please leave?
What if they decline?
Then that's when I put on the mean pants. Get out of here. Hey.
Hey.
I can't do the whistle.
Wait, Holland, you ready? That
there
wasn't very good. Wait, hold on.
Do you, I got
there
a question
go. That
for
was
you.
Good. Sorry.
Do you believe in... what's it called? Like, defining your own fate? Like,
what?
Like,
oh, you better get all philosophical on us?
No, I'm just, because I do this to an extent, but not totally. So, say you're in a race, right?
Okay. I'm running.
There's two other people, right? And everyone, your trainer and everyone, they're saying that this one kid, he's going to beat you. He's fast. He's the fastest around.
Mm-hmm.
In your head, what are you telling yourself to prepare? Are you saying, I don't know if I have a chance, he's fast, or are you saying, I'm going to win?
Are those my only options?
No, you could have other options.
Well, in my head, the best man always wins. The best man in that certain situation for that objective always wins. If I'm better than him, then I'll beat him. But if he's better than me, he'll beat me. Right?
Yeah.
So I'm saying in that situation, good luck to the both of us, but I hope I win. Does that make sense?
Yeah. That's just a slightly different approach than I would take.
Well, because I'm not concerned about winning if it's a race, you know. Unless if my life's on the line.
Okay, well take a situation where you do want to win.
Then I'd really want to win. Really bad.
So are you thinking to yourself, I'm going to win, or I will hope I have a chance at winning?
I'm thinking this guy sucks, I'm going to beat him.
Okay. So you do kind of believe in that. Because that's a big thing for me, is like, so going back to the showing the pig thing, right? I was told from the very beginning by everyone like helping me that there's this one specific girl who is going to beat you because she just has the best pigs around, right?
And they just kept telling you that?
Yeah.
Well, like, that's lame.
They're like, why would you even go to OKC to do this, waste all the time? She's going to beat you, right? In my head, I told myself for 2 months that I was going to win. Every time I thought about showing it or whatever, it was just like, in my head, I'm going to win. I'm going to win. I did win. I'm a winner. I'm the winner, you know?
Right.
And eventually, it's crazy. Uh-oh. Don't sneeze in the mic.
Oh, my gosh. Sorry.
And eventually,
I
basically convinced myself that I was going to win. I believed that myself.
Why?
Just said it so much.
Did you actually want to win, or were you just upset that people...
No, I actually wanted to win, just to prove everyone wrong.
That's not the best reason, but... Okay. Why would you want to prove everybody wrong for? No, seriously, like...
Do you realize what you just asked?
Yes. Why do you want to prove everybody wrong? Why? I'm serious.
Why not?
Why not?
Yeah.
Because
what's something you think you're good at?
That's a great question. I don't think I'm especially good at anything. Not really.
Okay, what if a bunch of people told you that you can't produce a song and put it out for people to buy?
I would think that
over time it's going to make you want to do it.
Right.
And prove them wrong.
But it's like, it's, I don't know, I feel like it's different than that, you know, like.
How so?
Because.
Hold on.
Whenever it's something.
Wait a minute. Have you ever wanted to make your own podcast?
Yes.
Well, that's fantastic, because we have a word from our sponsor that's going to tell you exactly how to do that. And of course, we'll be right back for part two of the podcast. From the advertisement.
Yes.
Hope you guys enjoyed that advertisement. We got to start putting them in the middle now. I'm sorry. No more skippity-doo-dah for you guys.
Got them.
You know what we should do? We should re-record that advertisement. Because that's from a long time ago.
Oh, the one you've been using?
It sounds like this. Have you guys ever wanted to start your own podcast? So now that we got bigger and better things going on right now.
Wait. Are you going to do the pod or the plug-in real quick right now?
What do you mean?
Like, are you going to say
the ad?
Yeah, that would be funny if you gave him another ad. Hello.
Would you want to?
Do you guys
We actually do have a...
do you guys want to make a podcast?
You know, we do have another sponsor. It's crazy you say that.
I know. Wait, who's our sponsor?
Rex Ty Custom Guitars.
Who's that? Oh, my
well,
God.
Well, they're actually really great guys. I happen to know the owner personally, and he's a fine lad. They sell t-shirts, lanyards, hats. You can check those out at www.com/RexTyCustomGuitars.
But wait, there's
that's
more.
Not the website. Oh. It's RexTyGuitars.com. You can check that out. We sell guitars, custom guitars.
Yeah.
Fully custom, whatever you want, all types of wood. Do you know who Dwight Yoakam is? Yeah, you should.
I know Dwight Yoakam. He's like my best friend.
Yeah, and I've got... We got the signed poster up there.
Oh, you're so cool.
We got the picture on the
you're
wall.
You're so cool. Look at that.
We got Oh, I got that the other day. I haven't showed you that. See that book under the clock?
Oh, no. Oh, is that Dwight Yoakam?
Yeah. Let me.
I love him.
The cord's too short for me to grab it.
Oh.
It's a book just of song lyrics from him, and he signed the inside of it. So that's kind of cool.
You got that from him?
Yeah. Then up here, you know, we got the Eugene Shrine up there.
I know.
Yeah. No, they're really cool guys. Eugene especially, we haven't really talked about that, have we? So they don't know.
Well, I mean, we don't have to.
Okay, fine. But just Eugene Edwards, cool dude. You should check him out. And he's an amazing guitar player. You should check him out on Instagram, at EugeneEdwards25. Why don't you plug your Instagram? Because we haven't done that.
It's
something weird. That's why you can't remember it. Mine's simple, so I'll plug mine.
Okay.
At Rhett, R-H-E-T-T dot Arnold, A-R-N-O-L-D.
Mine's something along the lines of underscore J-J-O-S-E-P-U-S or P-H-U-S-S underscore.
I want to cut that part out, and when you say mine's something along the lines of, then I want to put at Rhett Arnold.
That'd be great. Yep. Go ahead.
No, but what were we talking about? I don't know. I get sidetracked so easily. But hope you guys enjoyed the special guest episode, last episode, Michaela. She's great.
Yep.
We loved having her on.
Yep.
We want to have more guests on.
It was okay.
it was good.
No, it was good.
She's one of the more talented,
interesting people,
unique people that we know, student-wise, because
she's
out here doing her own thing, you know. She's trying to make something already in high school, you know. And I respect that a lot. So, did you have anything you wanted to cover? Because I kind of took up a lot of time talking about.
No, that's okay. That's quite all right. We could. So, last night, you really wanted to play Red Dead with me, and you know me and Red Dead. I really, honest to goodness, wanted to play it, but the issue was we went to play it and I didn't have a PS Plus. It had ran out just that day, and I guess they don't do it by midnight. They do it by exact time, perhaps. And I didn't get to play. I got some now though today, so we're good to get that going. But yeah, that was kind of sad. But it gets better though, because today I got to hang out with my good old buddy, old pal Rhett. We got to go give it a dangle fishing around here, around the place. I pretty much caught like a lot of fish, you know. I caught like tons and tens of fish. Actually, no, I didn't catch anything, but it was fun. We got to hang out. I think Rhett just gave one a dangle, and Kobe caught his donkey.
Six. He caught six fish, yeah. That's crazy.
Yep, and he got the big one. Shout out to that Chinese place we ate. That was
Mr. Shing's?
Yeah, Mr. Shing's.
It was pretty good, yeah.
It was
cheap too.
Yeah.
Unlimited fried rice.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
Let me eat the fried rice. Shout out that place. That place was really good. I had me some General So chicken. And this stuff was saucy. I was a little surprised because I did ask for spicy and it wasn't spicy. I wish it was, because that would have made it taste better. But it did kind of suck because I didn't get to finish my meal.
We did kind of rush out of there pretty quick.
I'm like eating my meal and these guys they're starting to scoot their chairs out, and I'm like, where are they going? You know.
Yeah.
And it's like it reminded me of whenever our teacher shakes her keys, you know.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my gosh, they're leaving.
Yeah.
And I was like, did you see me stuffing my face
out the door? And Joseph, I look over, and he's like,
I was trying to eat.
It was good. He's like choking. He's trying to drink some water on top of all that.
Yeah. I was trying to wash it down. I wish I could have finished my food, but what I did have was good.
Yeah, it was good. I had a lot of fun today. It was, I love it when things just work out like that. I didn't wake up expecting to do any of that.
Right.
I woke up, I went to work this morning at 8 o'clock, and I was expecting to work there all day, and I didn't have to. So I thought, okay, I got to do something now. So,
And what did I tell you my plans were for today?
You said play Red Dead.
Yeah.
And watch anime.
Yeah, that was my
plans. Those were his plans for the entire day.
I was so
day.
Excited too. I was wearing my one of my favorite pairs of joggers. You know, I was wearing my favorite little purple shirt. You know, just for around the house. I was like, I was already kicked back. You know, I had this whole thing planned, and then Rhett's like, hey, what's up, bro? You want to, like, I don't know, like, hypothetically, like, I don't know, like, hang out or something? And I was like, hypothetically, yeah. Pretty much, that's how the conversation went.
I want to...
Oh, and I did go, what's that thing called? Is that hitchhiking?
What is that called? They call it something else, too. Panhandling? What is that? What's panhandling?
That's like stealing money, no?
Sorry, I don't know.
I wasn't stealing your money.
Anyway, I'm driving into town where I told him I was going to meet him, and he's walking down the side of the road. And by me and you, he lives 20 minutes outside of town, too, so I was like, yo.
And I flagged him down, and he came and picked me up. Yeah. I was like, hey.
I took the kayak out today, too.
Yeah.
I didn't mention that. That was a lot of fun.
You got your little toesies wet in the water.
Being this is our 10th episode, before we close up here, I want to be completely, what's the word I'm looking for? Not coherent.
Concise?
No.
Clear and concise makes everything nice.
I want to be transparent with you about... the
about
podcast
what?
And how the performance is doing, because I feel like we owe it to them to tell them how we're doing.
Oh, to our viewers?
Yeah, to our listeners.
How are we doing? We're doing great. I'm very happy individual. I would say Rhett's very happy too. We live happy lives.
I'm happy, but I'm not happy at the same time.
Uh-oh. Girl problems.
We do have actually a listener from Hungary.
Really? Shout out Hungary.
Yeah. Hungary?
Hungary. Hungary?
Hungary.
No, Hungary.
Now, we have a viewer in... that's so weird. How would you say that?
Hungary?
Yeah. It's like there's so many different ways people say that.
Hungary. I think
Hungary.
It would be like Hungary.
Yeah, I would say Hungary over Hungary.
Yeah.
Anyway, Hungary, Russia.
Ooh, shout out Russia.
Australia.
Ireland.
And the United States.
Of course,
so
United States.
We're in five different countries, which is crazy to me.
Bro.
Like, how do they even find this?
I don't even know any other countries besides the U.S. No, I'm just kidding.
So,
yeah, shout out to people outside the States, and I guess people in the States, you know. We really appreciate your viewership, and it helps us out very much.
I
want to
be completely honest at this point right now. Me and Joseph have talked about this. We know. I mean, we see the feedback on our episodes don't get a lot of plays right now.
Right.
They just, like, some episodes literally have two plays.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to keep, and I think he feels the same way, I want to keep putting out this content,
yeah,
until we get somewhere with it.
We got to keep the grind going, baby. That's what it's
all
about.
You know the next goal after 10?
20?
20.
Let's go. I think
we're 25, actually.
Let's go
probably.
25, baby.
25 is the goal. Then, of course, 50, 75, and 100.
Dude, are we going to make it that far?
Yes.
What if
of course.
What if, okay, yeah, absolutely. I don't care. I don't care if we get coronavirus. I don't care if the world ends before we get there.
55% of our users are iPhone users.
Shout out Apple.
16% are Android users. Shout out Leo.
Shout out Leo. I love you. You're my favorite little soul boy.
7% access the podcast on the web. 4% access it on a Mac. And 17% are unknown.
Hmm. Why
so
do we not know?
6% listen on Anchor.
Ooh.
32% listen on Apple Podcasts, my personal favorite. 45% listen on Spotify.
Shout out Spotify, my favorite.
Now let's talk. We have they give you what's called an estimated audience size. So this is how many people you can expect to, like, be your fan base, technically, right?
Okay, what's our audience size?
If you had to guess, because I haven't showed you this before, so if you had to guess.
Can I get, like, a little hint? Is that allowed?
less than 10.
1.
7.
Oh, let's go.
Yeah.
That's
so
what I like to see.
We have a total of 168 plays.
Oh.
And so far, we have made 46 cents.
We're very proud of 46
yes,
cents.
I am. The fact that you can make money online doing what you love, to me, is fantastic.
I know.
Like, a lot of people are like, oh, that's lame. Yes, it's a lot of people think this is, and I think that's part of the reason. Part of the reason people want to make fun of us for doing this or kind of talk down on us doing this is because it's something they would never be able to really do. You know what I mean? Like, no one who has put the work in and tried to do something like this is going to make fun of you for this.
Yeah, where's your podcast at?
Yeah, show me your podcast and we'll talk. And we'll talk digits.
We'll talk digits, we'll talk money, we'll talk views, we'll talk anything you want to.
I can give you specifics on podcast episodes. The plays for each episode. Do you want to know those?
Fine. If you insist.
What do you think our most played episode was?
Our first episode.
That's true. 23 plays on
Ooh,
our first episode.
Let's go.
Now, by the way,
Diego
that 168 plays I was talking about, that also includes my previous podcast. So,
got him.
So we have even less than that right now. Our next most played was the episode 2, 15. Then it goes 5, 5, 2, 1, 3, and, of course, the one we just published, 0. So, if you guys could leave us a review, anything, share this. We want more people to see this. We want more people to enjoy this.
Right.
So, we're going to, once we get off here, this episode, we're going to work on it a little bit. We're going to change the ad read up a little bit, make it a little better. And, yeah, but we wanted to be completely transparent with you guys, how we're doing. We're nothing big right now. We're barely anything small. But we enjoy doing this, and we want to keep doing this, and hopefully we can look back and say, well, now we got 100,000 plays an episode, and we're cruising along now.
Right. That's what I'm looking for, too.
That's the goal. This podcast,
put us on TV. Put us on the radio.
I would love to have a late-night talk show. We've talked about this before.
Yeah.
So we'll see what it brings. But thank you guys so much for listening. We're going to work on the visual format, I promise. And I mean that because I want to get that out. I think that'd be cool to have. So with that being said, do you have anything to finish it off?
Thank you guys so much for watching.
Listening, you didn't watch.
Well, eventually watching, okay.
Hopefully.
Wait.
Fix the setup.
Get the setup right, Rhett. Idiot. No, shout out everybody that listens. We appreciate you. You help us out. We enjoy doing this, and we will continue to make this for you as long as we can.
Even the people
that
there's a lot of people that support us, but they don't listen. And I even appreciate that.
Right.
Like I know, like people come up and they're like, "Oh, that's so cool," or "Oh,
yeah,
you're recording another podcast. That's cool," you know.
Yeah.
But then I've also
it's encouraging.
We've been
know?
Recording, and people have walked in and they're staring at us like, what a couple of losers, you know?
Right, but I think we did have one individual that was, like, genuinely interested.
Yeah, yeah.
The one
wasn't, but
right,
the other
but
one
I was surprised by that.
Yeah, I was shocked.
Yeah,
so
shout out to that kid. We appreciate it.
You know
it made me feel like somebody really cared.
Yeah.
You know?
So we really appreciate your support. If you guys want to be on the episode, DM us on Instagram.
Right. As
no
long
hate,
as,
just facts
as long as if you know us in person, right, we can't fly you out, you know.
Yeah.
To the person in Hungary, we can't fly you out here if you want to be on the podcast.
You don't have to be like anything to be on this. Just
no.
We just anyone. We'll take anyone.
Yes.
And we'll gladly accept it. So with that being said, thank you guys so much for listening. Make sure you check out our Instagram, No Hate Just Facts Podcast, and check out our Instagrams. And we'll see you in the next episode.
Peace.
Here's to the next goal, 25 episodes. Peace,
Let's
guys.
Let's go. Peace.